Come on.
This is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans, getting you ready for game day.
We are the Sultans. We are the Sultans.
Now, here are Mike Scheck and Trip Rodgers.
As we change the seasons, teams looking to turn over a new leaf. Welcome to the first day of fall, Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Mike Scheck, Trip Rodgers, we're feeling autumnal.
Yes, we are. As the leaves start to turn and the weather starts to turn a little cooler, it's football season, week three in the league where they play for pay.
The Jets definitely played on Thursday night. They faced the New England Patriots. It was the Jets who ruled the game 24-3. Aaron Rodgers over 280 passing yards, two touchdowns. Breece Hall, 16 attempts for 54 yards and a touchdown. In a game where you started to see Aaron Rodgers and Nathaniel Hackett starting to click. Last week against Tennessee, Jets played better. They barely beat Tennessee, but they looked better. Now, maybe Rodgers is shaking off that rust. The last season, the injury was out the full year, did not play in the preseason. Week one, they played the 49ers and they struggled. In week number two, a little bit better. But again, I think this was the game that they really turned the corner.
The stat at the end of the game that Al Michaels said, the Jets in prime time at home are 2-15. Boy, that's bad. You know, Mike, we talked about this in our preview show. The Jets have an opportunity to get out with a quick 4-1 based on their schedule. And this is one of the games we said the Jets should win and they should win easily. And I got to tell you, New England showed me nothing.
No.
How did they win that first game against the Bengals? That to me is what's so surprising because the Patriots' offenses look terrible. And I guess the other thing you got to mention is the fact that the number three draft pick in this year's draft, Drake May, finally saw the field, led the team down the field, did not score a touchdown. You saw him in a game. And I don't think they make a switch at quarterback right now. It could be in the offing. Speaking of quarterback switches, he says in a nice segue to the next thing we need to talk about. Obviously, Bryce Young, former number one pick, has been benched in Carolina. What say you, Carolina Panther fan? Is this it for Bryce Young?
No, I don't think so. They are still committed to him at this point. Of course, Andy Dalton is going to start this week. 245 yards, three picks. 44% passer rating over two games. He has mightily struggled. And I think this goes back to last season. They drafted him. They expected big things from him. They compared him to CJ Stroud. And of course, CJ Stroud outperformed him by miles. I think there was a lot of panic instilled in the Panthers last season and into this year as well when things did not start turning over. This is the right decision. Sit him down, try to figure out where you go next. They've changed coaches three times in a year and a half. That includes the interim head coach last year. Not good. And, you know, this sort of reminds me of the Jets and Zach Wilson. Remember how they handled Zach Wilson?
Good point.
He was kind of kicked to the can with the New York Jets. Never got into an offensive rhythm. He came in with Robert Saleh, and they've made multiple quarterback changes. A move like that doesn't do a team any good. And last season, with all of that went on, they did not have an offensive line in Carolina. They set him up for failure.
I agree with you on that one, but you talk about being set up for failure, and you talk about the failures with the New York Jets, and let's go back to the quarterback before Zach Wilson, Sam Darnold. I think he's doing okay. I think he's doing well with the Vikings. Is it the Jets? Is it the system? Is it the NFL? I will be curious to see if Drake May, I think he'll see the field this year. I think New England's doing it the right way. I do not think you play the quarterback around back. Caleb Williams is struggling mightily. Jaden Daniels, okay. Washington won last week because they kicked seven field goals and the Giants scored three touchdowns and they still couldn't win. They ain't no kicker. And that leads us into the Giants real quick. But quarterbacks are put under pressure. And unless you have the right situation, the right coach, and again, you've got to have an offense around you, Not everybody is Tom Brady. Not everybody is Ryan Leaf. Because I was thinking of that when you said the turning of the leaf over the leaf.
The turning of the leaf.
Like, yeah, there you go. Segue into the Giants real quick now. It's funny because the Giants lost in the most giant way. It's not the first time this has happened. Gano was injured. They did not have a second kicker. The Giants roster was short one player. They've gone in the last couple of games, 52 players.
Yeah.
That, to me, speaks volumes of a problem with a coach and a problem with a front office. And I've said it to you a couple of times. I will say it again. That offseason Hard Knocks was the biggest mistake the New York Giants have made, because it really puts everything under a microscope. The sticking with Daniel Jones. And then who do they sign as a backup? Drew Lock. They could add Russell Wilson. I would rather have Russell Wilson. Of course, Russell's not played in Pittsburgh this year, so maybe we dodged a bullet. But they got Drew Lock. Well, Lock's been injured too. And Tommy DeVito? I don't know if we're going to push the panic button, but I hate to say this. The Giants don't win today against Cleveland. I mean, they're in trouble. They got a Thursday night game against Dallas, so they ain't going to win that one.
Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans, Mike Scheck, Trip Rodgers, Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com. You mentioned the Giants. Pigskin action continues today in the early window as the Giants travel to Cleveland to take on the Browns. Also in the 1 p.m. window, the Philadelphia Eagles and New Orleans Saints. And talk about a letdown on Monday Night Football with the Philadelphia Eagles. Man, they look like they were just rolling, and then all of a sudden, Saquon Barkley drops a crucial 3rd and 3, which leads to a field goal, and instead of taking a knee to run out the clock in that situation, well, they got to take a field goal, and then they give the ball back to Cousins, who goes down the field. It ensues with a Drake London with the score at the end. Here's a situation where the Eagles just really dropped the ball, and I know the Giant fans are loving that one because, you know, a couple weeks ago, Saquon Barkley had that big game, and now this week, a 3rd and 3, dropped ball and cost the Eagles the game.
I don't know. I hate to say it, but I think the Eagles' problem is with Nick Sirianni. I think they've got the players. Listen, it was also just one game. Okay, it was one of those things that just happened. There, we had some weird things happen last week in the NFL. Now they come into a game against New Orleans, who's got a high-powered offense. And I am telling you, this is going to be a real test for the Eagles. If the Eagles can come out of here with a win, put the first loss on New Orleans, I think that's going to bode well for the Eagles. But if they lose this game, and they lose big, because this New Orleans offense is cooking, I think it's going to get very ugly in Philadelphia, because these fans are passionate, and a 1-2 start is not what they are going to want.
I think a question every Eagles fan was wondering on Monday night, with A.J. Brown being out of the game, how come Dallas Goedert wasn't targeted enough? You need a big player to step up in that situation. And in my opinion, 3 receptions for 38 yards, that's just not going to cut it. As we take a look at playmakers stepping up, what quarterback do you think has the best chance to bounce back in week 3? I'll lead it off here, and I'll say it's going to be Dak Prescott. Week 1, Dallas defense, they came up big in their win against Cleveland. Now, Prescott wasn't outstanding. It was really the defense of play by the Cowboys that really got the job done. Week 2, not much better. More efficient numbers. They played the Saints, but they came back in garbage time. I think he has a chance to step up this week against Baltimore. And surprisingly, Baltimore's 0-2. Who would have thought that one? But I think Prescott, when he comes into a game, he had a 78% passer rating. He normally does not follow that up with below 80% passer rating. So I'm expecting a bigger performance from him. And I think they might actually upset Baltimore this week.
The thing about Dak Prescott is, and we've said this, the big contract this year has put a target on him. I'll take a Monday night game. I think Joe Burrow has got to come through for Cincinnati. I mean, that week 1 game, especially after what we watched on Thursday night with New England, that was just a shock. And Burrow and the Bengals are looking down the barrel at 0-3. Now they play Washington. I think they can win that game. I think they go into Washington and win. And I think Burrow is the guy who has that rebound.
Let's go around the NFL.
We mentioned Bryce Young as we go around the NFL. Let's talk about Miami quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. He goes to IR after suffering a concussion last week. Earliest he could return to the Dolphins is week 8. A couple other key injuries. Justin Jefferson. He has a quad injury. We'll see what happens there and if he plays down the line, but it definitely will be a factor. Former Giants quarterback Eli Manning and Tony Romo, they headline 167 players nominated for the 2025 Pro Football Hall of Fame. Other notable nominees include Marshawn, yeah, I'm just here so I don't get fined, Lynch, Baltimore pass rusher Terrell Suggs, and New England and Indianapolis kicker Adam Vinatieri. Boy, that's going to be an interesting class next year. Manning's got to be front and center.
And I think Manning has been debated. It's been debated about him since he retired. And I think now we're going to see the proof, because a lot of people think Eli, because of his two Super Bowl MVPs, is a lock into the Hall of Fame and should be a first-time ballot. He should go in. Yeah, never know. Quickly on the Tua situation, Miami brought in Tyler Huntley off of the practice squad of another team. My name escapes me right off the bat, but he's with the Dolphins now. And he's backing up Skylar Thompson. We'll talk about this in our next segment about fantasy, but Miami Dolphins players, the big guns, Hill, Waddle, and Chain, are going to take a hit. I think the Dolphins really need to go out and get themselves a good quarterback, who I don't know. I don't know who wants to make a trade at this point. I think they need to get somebody can run that offense. That goes without saying.
Darnold getting messy, going deep. He's got Jefferson shifting gears, getting a block. That's six.
Dobbins trying to get to the edge. Got more than a blocker. Oh, boy, he somersets into the end zone. Launches end zone. Harrison. Caught! First NFL touchdown for Marvin Harrison Jr.
Down the field he goes. Rushing Rice. Touchdown!
They say teamwork makes a dream work, and some help.
Austin Seibert, 7 for 7. Hail to the kicker.
Hey, coming up, we'll take a look at the key injuries impacting week 3 of fantasy football. We'll have our import exports along with some Sunday twofers. Plus, can the Eagles and Giants pull off road victories after deflating losses? All that and more as Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans continue. Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com.
Get to the end zone, throwing, it's caught!
It's Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans.
Yes.
On Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com.
Unblockable. You can't touch at all.
And we welcome you back to Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Mike Check, Chip Rogers, Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore. We are talking some fantasy and the injury bug 2 weeks into the NFL, and it's already hitting hard on a lot of teams. Kansas City running back Isaiah Pacheco out 6 to 8 weeks with a leg injury. We talked about Los Angeles Rams wide receiver Puka Nacua. Now Cooper Kupp is dealing with an ankle injury. Philadelphia wide receiver, a late scratch last weekend, A.J. Brown, he's likely to miss a couple games due to a hamstring injury. Minnesota wide receiver Justin Jefferson, he has a quad injury. Does not look significant, but something to monitor as the season progresses. Jefferson, you know, he was kept out of multiple games last season. San Francisco wide receiver Deebo Samuel, out a couple weeks due to a calf strain. We talked about Tua injury last week. Well, it's been updated. He is now going to IR. He will be out at least until week 8. Trip, which injuries are being most impactful?
Well, I think, first off, you got to talk about Miami. Because of the way that offense is constructed, Mike McDaniel's offense has a lot of motion. Tua could run it masterfully. And I think, unfortunately, his injury is also going to have a negative impact on Tyreek Hill. Tyreek is still going to be Tyreek, but if you've got a quarterback who's struggling, Skylar Thompson is not Tua Tagovailoa. Now, there's a reason why they gave him that big contract extension and lots of money. The other team I think that's most affected by injuries, the Los Angeles Rams. And I say this because, well, first of all, Matt Stafford had a lousy game last week. You had Cooper Kupp, and people were high on Cooper Kupp in fantasy this year. Yeah. He was healthy. Puka Nacua last year, remember, excelled when Kupp was out. But they said, oh, here you go. You got two guys. Well, Nacua was banged up during the preseason, and he went out game 1, and he's on IR now. Cooper Kupp may be back next week. Probably not going to play this week. I think that's going to affect that Rams offense. We still have not seen Kyren Williams run wild like he did last year. Going forward, that's an important thing.
You know, something to watch here through the first two games of the NFL season, 5 300-yard performances. Down from 15 in 2023. Jared Goff, Deshaun Watson, Bo Nix, Matt Stafford, Lamar Jackson, all having the highest passer attempts through 2 weeks. Their combined record, by the way, 2-8. So you want to tell me that the NFL is a passing league? Not so far. It's not.
Hey, listen, the rookie quarterbacks having their struggles this year, Caleb Williams, Drake May still has not seen the field. You know who's doing really well? Probably is Michael Penix, because Kirk Cousins is doing the job. Falcons pulling that big win on Monday night. They have a tough game against the Chiefs. Penix sitting there, he's getting that experience. Bo Nix has been terrible. Listen, I'm still licking my chops over last week. The Giants score 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And they lose. Mm-hmm. And they don't give up a touchdown. And they lose.
Go figure. You are hanging out with the Fantasy Celtics. Mike Scheck, Trip Rodgers, Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com. Nate had sent us an email at the Fantasy Celtics inbox, FantasySultans@gmail.com. If you do have a question, I drafted both Travis Kelce and Sam Laporta as my top two tight ends in two different leagues. Now I'm concerned about their last two performances. How concerned should I be about drafting Travis Kelce and Sam Laporta?
Let's have this conversation in a couple more games. And if we do, okay, then we've got a better way to handle it. But I don't think you can measure it on the first two games, especially those two guys, because I think those two guys will probably end up the top two and when it's all said and done.
Well, let me say this. I really was not on the Travis Kelce bandwagon this season. I thought he was in for regression this season. 27th in tight end points. Might be costing owners some games. Yeah, he's a playmaker, and the Chiefs are 2-0, but they're a point and a toe away from being 0-2. So You can find some positive light. He's still in the primary role for Kansas City, where Detroit is struggling a bit here and there, and I just don't think their mojo. It carried over in week one from last season, but in week number two, a different story. So, yeah, I agree. I wouldn't hit the panic button just yet, but, you know, something to definitely monitor.
It's time to import and export with the Fantasy Sultans.
He's an importer-exporter, okay?
Quarterback, definitely I say import and start Derek Carr for New Orleans. I mean, there is no doubt that Clint Kubiak offense has changed the game for the New Orleans Saints. Derek Carr has been phenomenal last couple of weeks, really has. I mean, it helps we have Alvin Kamara too. But if you're looking for a quarterback, again, Matt Stafford has been disappointing. You're looking for somebody to start. And Derek Carr might be somebody you pick up and use him as a spot starter, because I don't know if New Orleans is going to score 40 points a game. I don't think they will. It wouldn't be bad to have two quarterbacks and you could rotate the two of them, because the weeks he's got a tough battle, I think I would try to get him. All right, another import for me is Carson Steele from Kansas City. Now, we were talking about Kansas City just a couple of minutes ago, and I think it's worth noting this Kansas City backfield is evolving into a backfield by committee because of the fact that Isaiah Pacheco is out. This is going to be running back by committee. I think Carson Steele is going to get the first chance, and I think he'd be a guy to grab right now. And keep in mind with Kansas City, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to be coming off IR in a couple of weeks, and he could become the lead back, at least in the interim, until Pacheco comes back. And they signed Kareem Hunt. I don't know how much he's got left in the tank, but Steele would be a guy, and he is available in a lot of leagues. Last but not least, we're talking about the Rams. We're talking about the problems they are having. There's one thing I would say. Tyler Johnson, wide receiver, he's available. I try to grab him because he's the number two option. Demarcus Robinson will be number one. And the problem is Robinson has not shown us anything really this year. If teams are going to scheme against the number one wide receiver, then the number two wide receiver could get some one-on-one coverage. And Tyler Johnson's a guy who would not hurt you. Export real quick. I'm going to go with Jeff Wilson for Miami. This guy has been disappointing. He's not done anything. Last week, he did nothing. He is going to be the flotsam in the Miami flotsam and jetsam. It's a boating term. You know, he's the flotsam in the water. Hall of Famer, what do you got for imports?
I'm going to go with DeAndre Swift in Chicago as an import. Poised for a big game against the Colts. They've struggled to stop the run despite the Bears' offensive issues. Swift only had 6 points last week. He's going to have a breakthrough performance this week. Next up, Baltimore wide receiver Zay Flowers. After being used mostly underneath in week one, Flowers saw an average depth of target increases and 7 catches, 91 yards, and a touchdown. He faces Dallas this week, and I'm not sure if the Cowboys defense really is that good considering how many points they gave up to New Orleans last week, 44 to be exact. All right, let's go to Buffalo and another import, tight end Dalton Kincaid. Week one, Kincaid's usage was a disaster. He only saw 4 targets last week, but fantasy managers, they should be encouraged from that. All 4 for 33 yards. Yes, a combined 21% target share. If you look at the Bills' offense, Khalil Shakir, he's the guy. Keenan Coleman, he is not the guy. I think there's got to be more to that offense. And Kincaid, yeah, he's got to step up at some point, right? All right, let's go to an export. Matt Stafford for the Los Angeles Rams. We talked about the injuries. They're piling up for the Rams. I think this is a difficult situation for him to be in. I look for the Rams to try to run the ball a bit more, but it's not going to help this week because they face the 49ers defense, and we know the 49ers defense is very good. So Stafford, maybe send him to your bench. Just don't start him.
The Fantasy Sultans Sunday Twofers.
How about some twofers? I'm going to go to the New York Jets running back Braylon Allen. Now, he played on Thursday night. In week number 2, though, 7 rushes. For 33 yards and a touchdown. Also had 2 receptions for 23 and a touchdown. Youngest player to score 2 scrimmage touchdowns in a single NFL game. He can't drink, but guess what? Somebody buy him a Shirley Temple because he got the job done in week number 2. And he's definitely a player that you want to watch moving forward. You're looking for a quarterback? I'll give you one. Former Jets quarterback Sam Darnold, now in Minnesota. How about a rebirth to his career? He is definitely having success in his first 2 games with the Vikings. Can we attribute that success to him having a pressure-free season last year? Oh, yeah, that's definitely for certain. Kyle Shanahan, a little laissez-faire, hands-off policy by Sam Darnold. Yeah, definitely a player that you want to watch moving forward. Vikings having a lot of success. They're one of my surprising teams in the NFC, and that's my twofers.
All right, I've got a twofer for you. 2 quarterbacks I'm looking at to have good games this week. Geno Smith, he goes against Miami. I think that team is poised for a big game this week. I mean, the Seahawks defense is going to eat Skylar Thompson alive. I think Geno Smith is going to be the beneficiary. And the other one, Joe Burrow. Now, Joe Burrow has gotten off to traditionally slow starts in the last couple of years. Bengals are now looking at 0-2. Well, good news for them. They play Washington, who can't score in the red zone. So therefore, I think Joe Burrow gets healthy this week. I think he's somebody I'm watching. I think Cincinnati this week is going to win that game. I guess we go to the game picks now, correct, Spike?
That is correct.
First of all, the Eagles take on New Orleans, +2.5. That's the odds we got from FoxSports.com. After that embarrassment Monday night, I'll take the dog. I'll take the Eagles. I think they get healthy and they get this win today.
I disagree. When your defense is playing that poorly and the Saints are racking up the yardage, I think the Saints are going to win. I'm going for the Saints.
Giants are a 6.5-point underdog to the Cleveland Browns. That game is in Cleveland. If the Giants do not win this game, they are looking down the barrel of 0-4 because they play Dallas on a short week Thursday. I think the Giants win this game. At least they will cover a 6.5-point spread.
Cleveland, they showed a little bit last week, but it was against Jacksonville. So Giants, they have to bounce back at some point, right? Giants.
Sunday night, it's the Chiefs and Atlanta. The Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite. That game is in Atlanta. So again, the home field advantage is 3 points. So this basically is looking at a touchdown. I don't think people are believing in the Atlanta Falcons. I'm going to take the Chiefs in this game. I think the Chiefs can cover that 3.5-point spread. I think they can get healthy. They can beat Atlanta this week. Please tell me not to do this, Mike.
Tell you not to do it? No, I'm telling you to do it. Take the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes. he gets it done in the fourth quarter either way.
We got two Monday night games this week. Buffalo hosts Jacksonville. Buffalo is -5.5. I don't see how you can go against the Bills in this one. Jacksonville just did not look good. Has not looked good this year. Trevor Lawrence, and they gave him the big contract extension, and he's doing nothing.
Jacksonville beat Buffalo 25-20 last season, and you have to say that they're playing it with a sense of desperation. I think Allen comes up clutch at home. Buffalo wins it, but doesn't cover the spread.
Okay. Last but not least, Cincinnati, a 7.5-point choice over Washington. Again, this is a get-well game for Joe Burrow. I think Cincinnati wins. I think they cover the 7.5 because Washington could not score a touchdown. They had 7 field goals last week to beat the Giants. That, to me, says something. As good as Jaden Daniels is, I just don't think this Washington offense is getting it done. It can't be because the Giants' defense is so good, but they held him out of the end zone.
Can you say another coach that's on the hot seat? Zach Taylor, oh boy, 0-2 for 3 straight years. Not good, but Cincinnati has to bounce back. I'll go Cincinnati. Week number 3 in the NFL, it's all about strategic. If you're 0-2 in fantasy, you got to find your way on this Sunday as we get you ready for the 1 o'clock games. It is the Fantasy Sultans. We're here each and every Sunday at noon. We give you the information you want for your locals. We also give you the information you want for your roster. We are the Fantasy Sultans.
And you are not.
Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans has been a presentation of Fox Sports Radio New Jersey and Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore. Want even more fantasy?
His whole life is a fantasy game.
Follow the Fantasy Sultans on YouTube at Fantasy Sultans and tune in next week at this same time for more Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans.